What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Petering Out Podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put those Peters out and put those headphones in because we're here with your hosts, Pistol P Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. Crystal Clear.
a.k.a. the blindness. Is the blindness or not the blindness? What's this, that rock they kiss in Ireland for good luck?
The what?
There's a rock in Ireland they kiss for good luck.
The people like travel around the world to kiss this rock for good luck. It's the Blarney Stone. That's what it's called, the Blarney Stone.
I never heard it. How do I sound, though?
You sound good. What about myself?
I got it going through my headphones right now because it's got like Bluetooth or my headset, rather.
Yeah.
But you sound a little low.
Really?
Huh. But that might—I don't know if that's just because of my situation.
Maybe turn your volume up. I'm on headphones as well. I got some of them AirPod Maxes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's what I'm on right now.
Okay.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
I hope you're wearing green.
I've had a couple of drinks for everybody.
Nice. I haven't had any yet, but I might later. I'm not sure yet. It's Sunday. I got to work early tomorrow, but I'll have at least one Guinness. As a matter of fact, I got a Guinness in the fridge right now. I'm not going to drink it right now.
You've got what in your fridge?
I got a Guinness in my fridge.
Guinness?
I might go have that Guinness. I got some stuff. Hey, you know, it's 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks ago,
did we do last week?
Yeah, last week we did. We talked about Goku basically being Mickey Mouse.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're back on track, baby. Have you watched Roadhouse yet?
No, not Roadhouse.
No, I want to.
Been watching. As far as new things, I watched the new episode of Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
And. Shogun.
How's Shogun? I've been everyone saying it's amazing.
Pretty good. Pretty solid show, man. Okay. Yeah. Although sometimes I don't know how I feel about the white guy in it.
There's always a white guy.
Well that's how the original whole thing is. He's like an Englishman who's basically stranded in Japan.
Oh, okay. So it's like
But there's like I don't know if it's good acting or if it's bad acting, but like he just sounds weird sometimes, and I don't know if it's like intentional or what, but I don't know how to feel about it. But overall, I like it.
Okay.
He's the main guy.
Okay. I've been meaning to check it out. Did you ever watch Warriors? Or I think it's just called Warrior, actually.
I've seen a couple episodes of it.
What did you think of it?
I liked it. But I don't know. It just couldn't grab me. Didn't really feel like going back to it.
I really enjoyed the choreography of it. I kind of liked some of the period-based stuff. But for whatever reason, like I think it's one of the ones where I like more than I do. Mm-hmm. Like I wish I loved that show kind of thing, you know. But you ever say that like it's like, oh man, I wish I loved this. I wish I could get into this, but it just doesn't get your attention.
Right.
That's how I feel about Warrior. Actually, that's how I kind of feel about the Lord of the Rings movies too.
I would say that too, because I respect it for what it is, but it's not my thing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the book. The books, I enjoyed those. But the movies, for whatever reason, I mean, it's just like I want them. I respect them for what they are, but and I wish I liked them more than I do.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Game of Thrones too.
Okay.
Like I like it's don't get me wrong, like from what I have seen of it, I enjoyed it, I thought it was great.
But there is some part of it, whatever about it doesn't grab me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Game of Thrones you have to really be into the exposition of it all. Like you have to really be into like the backstabbing and stuff that's going on. It just like paying attention to the words of thing of like certain people are saying and stuff like that. So
I'm it's one of those ones I want to give it a chance and I might one day just sit down and watch it all.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, you definitely should watch at least like the first four seasons.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's up to you whether you want to keep going. But after that, you're good.
It's like how I am with the Matrix.
I just pretend the other ones never happened.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with somebody about movies, and we were talking about the Matrix, and they brought up the Matrix. I was like, oh man, it's such a good movie. It's too bad they never made any sequels. You'd be like, what do you mean they
didn't
make sequels?
Yeah, man, this is the sequel. I just wish they would have continued the story.
It would have been great, man. he just looked at me confused, and I didn't go into it. so I brought up Roadhouse. IGN gave it a solid 6.
Is it on theaters, or is it...
No, I think it's
not Netflix. I think it's Prime.
Oh, it's Prime. Okay. Maybe I will watch it.
I want to say, let me see here.
They're saying it's bad cinematography.
You said it's what?
They're saying it has bad cinematography.
Bad cinematography?
Yeah.
Okay.
And choreography, which, I don't know.
Listen, a movie like Roadhouse, that's like the one thing you need to have, right?
Yeah, no, you do need to have, You got the fight scenes have to be on point. But what I've seen from the trailers are good. I'm thinking it could be just the best portions of those fight scenes.
Yeah, maybe it's like, but like there's one good kick, and then like the rest of it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. They're clearly not hitting each other or something.
See, if you're going to watch Roadhouse, I highly recommend watching the original first. It's because, see, the thing about it, Roadhouse, it's a classic 80s movie. Doesn't mean it's a great movie. Doesn't even mean it's a good movie. It's like one of those staples of 80s. Like it's an enjoyable, fun watch. That's what I'll say.
Doesn't mean it's a good movie. It's a fun watch.
It's basically I think we talked about it before. It's like they treat being a bouncer like it's a martial art. It's like at one point he goes back to his sitting on the top and everything he knows about being a bouncer. And it's just like, just do what your heart tells you to do.
Yeah.
And then like at one point his mentor shows up and helps him bounce at the roadhouse, and it's basically the same story though. It's like the roadhouse is a dangerous place. They need a really good bouncer. They bring in Patrick Swayze.
Then the rich asshole guy was like, I'm gonna buy this bar and turn it into a high end club or a golf course, whatever the fuck they put it into.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, we gotta save the roadhouse. And like the rich guy sends a bunch of thugs, and Patrick Swayze beats the shit out of them all because he's that much of a badass. And then the rich guy was like, "Whoa, I'll get you!" And then they burn down the roadhouse, I think, at some point. I forget how it ends.
Jeez.
But yeah, it's one of those like, oh, the rich guy is trying to take our fun.
Doesn't the bar burn down at some point?
The roadhouse. That's the name of the bar. It's the roadhouse.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I think it does burn down at some point, but like they earn the money to save the roadhouse and they rebuild and yay happy.
And Patrick Swayze fucks all your bitches.
All bitches. No, see that's the thing is he's so respectful he doesn't. He's a badass. He kicks people's asses and he protects the ladies. He doesn't ban any of them.
That's what they want. That's what he wants you to think. But when it's after hours.
I think at one point there is, like, he does bang some chick. I just don't remember. Like, it's the owner of the bar. He bangs her at one point. I think that's what happens in this one. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm assuming that's what happens.
Because you saved my bar.
Let me repay you. Oh no, my dress fell off. but yeah, no, I recommend watching the original and then checking out the show. I mean, obviously you don't have to because it's a complete reboot, not like it's a sequel.
Yeah.
But I mean just for the comparison's sake, I would recommend watching the original.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a 6 sounds about right. I would probably give the original. I'd probably give it a 6. From the first time watching it, I'd probably give it a 6.
Oh, so you did watch it? I thought you said you didn't watch it.
No, playing the original.
Oh.
So, because in this new one, I gave it a 6. So,
yeah.
If I go back and think about the original, that's probably what I would give it. Nostalgia-wise, uh-huh. It gets an extra point for nostalgia, so I'll give it a 7.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. Now, I'm going to watch it this week, and then I'll come back with it.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, with what I feel. Right now, speaking of taking a break, of like trying to do things and not doing them. So I started playing Final Fantasy VII.
Oh yeah, what's your progress report? I want a progress report every week because I'm fully convinced you will never finish this game if I don't.
So I'm gonna finish it. I took a break only because I bought the black whatever. I always forget what it's called.
Bought that Call of Duty shit.
Yeah, I bought the one for this only because the fucking the whatever the extra skins were this month this season were uh-huh. they're badass, so I bought it and I'm like, fuck, I gotta finish this season because I paid for it.
Yeah.
So and I got like 11 days.
I'm
like,
yeah, okay. That's how they get you, man. You pay for it and now you feel obligated to play until you get the 100.
Yeah, exactly.
100 tiers.
But to be fair, so the skins on this one, like the skin you get when you buy it, it's a guy with a gold, he's just a golden skeleton in like a Vietnam era like uniform, and he looks pretty badass. And then you get like the skins for all the characters, they start like, it's like they're all like bleeding gold. So it's like, so the one I've been using a lot lately is Soap, and like he's bleeding gold from his eyes and from his hands and everything. Then as you get kills, your skin starts to slough off until you're just a skeleton running around. And it looks fucking badass. So it's like, okay, like they got me with that one because those skins were like legitimately, they were pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. And then even the guns. So the guns you get, they have the tracer effect, and then the death effect is basically all their skin splashes off and they just drop down to the floor like a golden skeleton. Yeah, it's a pretty cool gun. Like all like the kill gun, the whatever it's called, but the kill effect. The kill effect. Thank you. But yeah, so I was like, fuck it, I had to buy it, and so now like I feel obligated to finish the season. I'm almost done with it, so once I finish it, I'm just gonna jump back in.
Nice.
You
said you went back to Final Fantasy today, or?
I did go back to it, and so like just before it was like, so I was playing it when it came out, or after I finished the remake. And uh-huh. Intermission. I played it for about a week and was like, oh fuck, the season pass is almost over. So after the last time we talked, I played for another 2 days. So I got a little further in. I got to the end of the first mission, like the first flashback. When Cloud's telling the story.
Oh, okay. So you're still in Nibelheim?
Yeah, still in Nibelheim. Okay. But see, that's the part. So in Final Fantasy VII, in the original, everything that's happening in the game is kind of basically happening how it happened in the original,
right?
But you don't at that point you don't know that Zack or Cloud was actually Zack, and Cloud like in that actual memory, Cloud was one of the regular soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that gets
motion sickness is Cloud.
He's one of the sick guys on the bench.
And then he's the one that saved. There's that scene where that thing attacks Tifa, and he like
he saves Tifa.
That's Cloud. And everything that we've seen Cloud do in the memory is actually Zack.
It's actually Zack. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you don't know that until at the very end when Cloud's like, "Oh, these are my memories." Can he get his migraine?
So even when he's like, I guess you haven't gone there. Has the town burned down yet?
Not yet, but I mean, I know that happens.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I said it. I know you know what happens, but
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten to that part yet. And then like with the same thing with his mom too, like that obviously that part is Cloud. So like there's a mix of the memories. So when Cloud goes to talk to the mom.
Okay, that is actually Cloud, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually Cloud's memory. Because yeah, he does go back home. And the whole thing is like,
and then same thing with Sephiroth
is like, oh, how does it feel to be home? He's talking to Cloud, but he's not talking to Soldier Cloud, he's talking to just the Shinra Guard Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. It's all this weird, like, kind of like mixture of the memory.
Yeah.
And so, like, when you, especially if you do play, Crisis Core.
Yeah.
You actually replay all that again, but you're playing it as Zack. Because if you play Final Fantasy VII, you know their exact memory. So mm-hmm. when you go back and play Crisis Core, you're playing the memory as it happened.
You're seeing the actual memory as Zack, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's worth, especially once you finish it. I would recommend going back and playing Crisis Core.
Yeah, but you're not even in Calm yet, dude. That, like, once you get to a town, holy shit! Just like the amount of detail in any town.
I can't wait.
This game is probably the first game I've seen where it's probably. That like you could argue that playing in visual mode
over performance
yeah, just because of how much this is the first one that like the difference is huge. But supposedly there's a patch coming that's gonna fix performance mode, because in performance mode it looks some areas look blurry.
Okay. You know what? I might have to go back to visual mode then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people I've seen have like recommended just doing their first playthrough on visual.
Okay, I might have to do that. Fucking Peacemaker season 2
starts filming this summer. I'm excited.
Oh, I thought they just like started filming.
No, it says
they're going to start filming this summer.
Oh, they're going to start filming this summer. Gotcha.
Yeah,
and it takes place after the Superman movie that's going to be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's going to take place on the DC timeline.
When's the Superman movie supposed to come out?
Let me see here.
This year?
I believe so.
I saw Superman on.
What are they going to call it? Superman Returns 2? Superman Returns Again?
Oh, it's coming out 2025.
It's Superman Comes Again.
And it's spelled C-U-M-S.
Superman never stops coming.
And you don't stop coming.
Yeah, and that's the opening song. It's...
And it's the actual remake version. You don't stop coming. It's called Superman. That could be the name of the episode, though. Superman. yeah, Superman Legacy comes out next year, 2025.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to come out July of 2025, so that means we're not getting...
It means Peacemakers
after. After that. Shit. Mm-hmm. Hopefully
soon after that, but...
Yeah, I bet it would. I bet it'll be like a month and a half after.
Yeah, probably. And I know James Gunn has confirmed that it's going to be a new opening sequence.
So a new dance, new song, new choreography.
Or a new choreography. And he was like, half the people in the original opening died.
Yeah.
So.
They have to do a whole new...
All I need is Peacemaker and what's his name to be there.
Vigilante?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll love the show. It doesn't matter.
Seriously. I mean, the first season was so fucking good.
I want to go see the new Cena movie that's out right now. What is it called right now? Ricky Kaneki or some shit like that?
I don't know. I didn't know there was a new movie.
Ricky Kaneki, I think they go to call.
Let me see here. R-I-C-K.
He has a movie called Ricky Kaneki?
Yes, and it looks fucking hilarious. So apparently, it's kind of like The Hangover, but it's like these four guys. They're always like, oh, like when they want to get away from their wives and family, and like, oh, hey, our friend Ricky Sinicky, you know, from high school, you know, his mom just died. We're gonna go visit him, and so like that's their weekend trip. They're like, oh, we're gonna go see Ricky Sinicky. Like every couple months, they go visit Ricky Sinicky. So finally, someone called them out and said, hey, how come Ricky Sinicky never visits? You guys always go see him, but he never comes to visit us. And like the wives have given ultimatums, like until we meet this guy, you're not going out there to see him anymore.
So they find it's like
oh, let's pay somebody to pretend to be this guy, and then they'll end up becoming, I'm assuming, they become best friends by the end of it for real.
Yeah, as they always do.
But it's like one of those movies. But Ricky Sinicky is he's a stripper.
There's one scene where he's dressed up like Britney Spears with the "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time" stuff, and it's just like
he's just like this really gross dude. But he has to play this character where he's like that sophisticated kind of, and so he's coming in and everyone's loving Ricky Sinicky because he's playing this character, playing the part.
Uh-huh.
And so that's basically what the trailer is.
Sorry. But yeah,
it looks fucking hilarious because it's just John Cena just being gross as fuck.
Yeah.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
What?
I don't know, it was a really loud
ping. Oh, I hit my water bottle with my bar key.
Okay.
It sounded like I thought maybe you were in an old West saloon and you just
this.
Yep, that was it, yeah. but yeah, that's hilarious. I recommend check out the trailer and see what you think. But yeah, I want to go see it. It's one of those movies that can't take John into. John Cena, I mean, honestly, John Cena as an actor,
I enjoy him better than The Rock.
Say that again. You enjoy more than The Rock, you said?
Yeah, I like John Cena more than The Rock as an actor.
I get. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think you might just be sick of The Rock right now, just because he's been around for a while.
I mean, that's true, but no. I mean, I fucking love The Rock. The Rock's one of my favorite actors of all time. But my favorite personality of all time, I should say, not actors, because he's not really. Like everything he's doing in WWE, I don't even watch wrestling.
All I'm saying is like you might just be a little more tired of The Rock because he's been in everything for the past fucking decade and a half.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Where John Cena, he's kind of been picking up in the last like maybe 5 years or so.
You know what? I'll give you that. That's true. It's all, I was thinking about it. I was gonna say this, and I was like, but John Cena's like. More with the comedic stuff, but the rest of the comedic stuff too. So it's not like it's all only.
I would agree that John Cena is better with comedic stuff.
Yeah, no, he's definitely better with comedic stuff.
Or I guess it's more John Cena's more. What's the word? He's more versatile. What is it like? He has more range in the comedy
than
The Rock. The Rock is more like kind of one note when it comes to comedy. From what I've seen, like the only thing that's like out of like his like typical persona is maybe that one Kevin Hart movie where he's like his like character was fat in the beginning and then he's like he was up, bro. Like what's going on? Like,
No, have you ever seen? Get Shorty. The one after that, I can't remember the sequel to Get Shorty. Where he plays a gay actor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on. Get Shorty sequel.
Be the cool. Rock was in Get Shorty?
No, he's in the sequel. It's called Be Cool.
Oh.
And it's like, so there's Get Shorty and then there's Be Cool. And The Rock plays a gay actor in that. And like, but he's also like an enforcer. He does all this other, like, you know, side shit.
Uh-huh.
And but like he's like trying to figure out like, why can't I get these roles? Like, and like because whenever he goes into these auditions, he's reading lines that are meant for female parts.
Oh,
and it's fucking hilarious. No, he's hilarious in that.
Like, that's another one I recommend checking out because he's so good in that.
It's funny.
And it's so different from anything. Like, it's still pretty early. It's like right after Scorpion King, I think. Let me see here.
You want to get the Crow trailer out the way?
Yeah,
Yeah, this is one of the topic of movies. I think it looks really fucking good.
That's a promising trailer, definitely. I did make a joke to you that it's a Juggalo's wet dream, just because, like, when I just look at the makeup, I'm just like, this is Juggalo's. This is what Juggalo's look up to.
Yeah,
like,
but when the original came out, it wasn't really, like, Juggalo's were coming up, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't.
Yeah.
That was like a goth thing. And like,
yeah.
That was all goth all day. And when you saw the black and white paint like that, that was goth.
Right.
Now that has been more associated with Juggalo because that became more mainstream for a while.
Yeah, plus the goths aren't doing that much.
Yeah, and goth has become more mainstream, more so than the Juggalo style.
Well, goths are a little more low key, at least out in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though I've never seen a Juggalo out in public, so I can't see.
I mean, you see me out.
Yeah, but you're not rocking face paint, bro.
Right. Well, when I used to go to the concert, I went all the fucking time.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I'll find it. I have a picture. I'll find it. I'll show it to you again. My face paint. Because I used to do for Halloween for the longest time. I always painted my face.
You'd just be a clown?
I don't know. I would be either Shaggy or Violent J.
Yeah, I'm Shaggy. I'm Violent J. Have you seen Your Mom's House lately?
I haven't. No, I know they were on there recently, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they were both on it.
When they're talking about that dude that painted his face. He's like, man. Like, he's like bitching about, like, they made me do this. Like, no one fucking do that shit.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. It's like, you did that shit. There's fucking hundreds of thousands of Juggalos out there that don't have fucking clown paint tattoos on them.
Yeah, you're a dumbass. You thought they tattooed their fucking face.
Yeah, it's like, no, they don't. What's funny? I remember there was an interview. I don't know if I haven't seen this one. I gotta watch it. But it was an interview years ago because they do the Gathering of the Juggalos every year. This thing every summer, they go out to this place, and it's like a fucking week long event of just Juggalo shit, just wrestling and concerts, and it's cool as shit. But you know, like, for the longest time, ICP, they didn't let anyone see them without their makeup in public.
Yeah,
because after the gathering, he's like,
he couldn't go anywhere because
what happens is, you know, you paint your face white and black, and you walk around in the sun all day, and that black absorbs the heat.
Yeah, so he'd be like tan.
He'd be sunburned where the black of the makeup was. It's like, oh, are you guys dead? Like, no.
That's funny.
You got the face. You look just like him, and you got the face paint.
The face paint burns.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, the movie is great. That fucking shotgun thing. Okay, so that's something new. Like,
I want to say they get into it a little bit in the original, where he gets shot and then he kind of just rises back up.
Uh-huh.
But the way they were showing in the trailer and the way they did, like, multiple times, were like, there was that shotgun scene where he takes a fucking round to the chest and he just drops into the tub.
Yeah, he drops in the tub, yeah.
Then he gets up and he fucking, like, when he blows the dude's fucking head off, like, that was nuts.
Yeah.
That looks so fucking cool. And then, like, when he's coming up the stairs and how they just shoot him until he drops to his knees.
Yeah, they're just like he's just, like, staring at him for a second and then he just...
Yeah.
What does he do at that point? Does he break his neck? He gets around him and breaks his neck.
He breaks his neck. But the way
he's walking up, you just see, like, all that blood scum just falling off him until he just fucking drops. And the guy's like, "Oh, that was such a cool fucking moment in that trailer."
Like that out of everything in the trailer, those two moments sold me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, like, that's fucking cool.
Those are cool as shit.
The whole thing I do wish they didn't show the whole them dying. I was kind of...
Yeah.
I feel like that's an important thing where, like, you watch in the movie and you'll be like, oh, holy shit, what the fuck? And then you see, like, why, like, how is he still alive?
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, oh, we know he dies and his girlfriend and he's out for revenge and his soul can't rest. So it kind of... it kind of feels like it played its cards a little too openly, but...
But see, yes and no, but that's also, like, that's the story of The Crow. That's, like, that's the whole thing. It's him and his girlfriend are killed. in the original, it's even more brutal.
Yeah, but I don't think they should show it because...
Yeah, I agree.
Because you want to get newer people to be interested.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh...
And like everybody who is going to see The Crow no matter what is going to see The Crow no matter what. They already know what the story is like. You don't need to show that.
Yeah.
Instead, you should hide as much as possible for new people.
Yeah, like, yeah, not spell out the whole story. Okay, yeah, I totally get that. You're right. I'll give you that. You gotta watch the original. The original, it's one of those ones that's... It became a classic for a reason. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. The scene when him and his girlfriend die, though, is so fucking brutal.
Obviously, they don't openly show it, but they basically all take turns with the girlfriend before they kill it.
Uh-huh.
And they make him watch the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking brutal. And then,
Like, when you, by the end of that opening scene, you're like, fuck, these guys need to fucking die.
Yeah.
So it's like, when he finally does get around to, like, killing each one of them, you're to the point, like, at that point, you're just like, fuck, yeah, there's no, like, even when they're like, oh, no, like, there's no remorse or sympathy. You don't feel bad for these guys at fucking all.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, like, it's brutal and it's good. And, yeah, like, I highly recommend that one. I want to see this one. I remember. Did it say when it comes out?
I didn't pay attention if it did.
Yeah, I don't remember if it did or not. But I want. That's what I'm going to see in the theaters. I'm going to support this movie just because, like, it's one of the franchises I've always loved. Even the bad, the sequels that were bad, like, they're still they're bad, but they're good. You know, like they're bad movies. Speaking of bad but good movies, man, I was going to tell you about it last weekend. It was the weekend before. It was about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Fucking,
two Sundays ago.
You saw Madam Web?
No, the movie's not that bad. there was a screening of The Room.
Oh.
And they had Greg Sestero there answering questions at the end of it.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh man, that would have been cool to go to. Like,
cause so yeah.
It's Greg Sestero.
He is Mark, the guy that plays Mark.
Wait. Oh yeah, okay. Not the main.
Not Tommy Wiseau. No, it was the guy that played Mark.
He's the guy. He's Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, yeah, that guy was there.
Hi, Mark.
I was like, man, that would be cool to see. I haven't seen that movie in a while. There was a while when I was.
What does he have to say about that movie? It's like, yeah, it was a terrible movie that I was.
Well, I mean, I guess it's just about the experiences. Because I mean, you've seen a.
Okay, what was the movie that they made? The movie that with the what's this fucking nuts? What's his name? Fucking Harry Osborn from Toby Spider-Man.
For James Franco.
James Franco, yeah. Do you remember James Franco made the movie about the making of the movie?
Yeah.
And so
it's basically that he's telling the experience again. Like, it's his version of the story. Like, this is how it was. This is how awkward it was. It's like, it's just him telling the making of the movie.
What was that movie called, the James Franco? Is that just called The Room?
No, I don't think it was called The Room. I want to say it was called, like, The Cons or something, but it wasn't that either.
The Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist, right.
I was close.
Tommy Wiseau is a weird motherfucker.
That dude
is weird as shit.
Yep.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back after a word from our sponsor.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Pewter Ring Out Podcast. You just flush a toilet, bro?
I did just flush
a
toilet.
You're disgusting.
I was flushing.
One of these days, we're going to have millions of followers and they're going to hear that episode.
Oh, he was taking shit
mid-show. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. He took a giant shit mid-fucking ad break.
And wrapped it up with...
And he didn't even have the decency to wait 2 seconds.
He had to flush the toilet.
He flushed as they started it.
Yeah. I actually timed that perfectly. let me see here. We were talking about The Crow.
Another more new movie news.
Venom 3 has been officially titled.
It's called Venom The Last Dance.
Dumb name.
Hold on.
Damn. Welcome back once again.
I mean, we could edit out that last part, but I want to keep the toilet flushing. So.
No, we're not editing it.
No, it's that toilet flushing thing in. I was pooping. I flushed the toilet. That should happen.
He's a heathen.
So, Venom 3, The Last Dance, or it's just called Venom The Last Dance, I'm sorry. You said terrible name.
Dumb name.
It just makes me think of that. There's that song. Sure. I think it's a Donna Summer song.
Last dance. Last dance.
Who's he dancing with? Where, like?
Yeah. So, I mean,
It's not like they had a first dance.
Right, exactly. It's like they use that term for fighting. And say,
but if him and Spider-Man actually fought at one point, then like they're coming back and say, oh, this is the last fight, okay.
Yeah.
But they haven't met at all yet.
Yeah. And they're not going to meet.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Well, no. So we didn't talk about it. It was a couple of weeks ago. Some set
pictures got released and of them filming Venom 3.
And he's wearing... In the pictures, he's wearing exactly what he was wearing in the end credits scene of No Way Home.
No Way Home, right. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. He's back in his room.
Doesn't mean they're going to meet, but yeah.
That's just the end credits of that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I guess that's also going to be the end credits of that movie. It's just going to be a different perspective.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
I don't know.
After watching them again, I liked Venom more than I initially did. Even the
second one. The Venom movies aren't bad. They're not laughably bad like Morbius and Madame Web.
They're the least of the evils.
Yeah, but if you were to put them in with the MCU movies, they would still be like at the bottom tier of second phase.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I like Woody Harrelson as fucking Cletus.
Cletus, right?
No, he's Carnage. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's Cletus Cassidy or no?
Cletus Cassidy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I was like, Cletus didn't sound right for me at least for some reason. Yeah. So I liked him. I liked him. It grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those.
Like, at first, I was like, I'm not sure. And then, like, the more I watched it, I was like, he's good. He's doing it right.
Like, Woody Harrelson, he's one of those ones where, like, he's always going to do the right thing, though. Like, he's always going to pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a phenomenal actor.
He's a professional, all right.
Yeah, definitely.
And then
we're on the subject of Spider-Man. There was, I sent this, it's a trailer for a canceled multiplayer Spider-Man game.
I remember they were talking about multiplayer Spider-Man before all the Sony layoffs. We didn't talk about the Sony layoffs.
But, you know, a bunch of studios in the gaming industry let go, like, a fucking ton of employees. Bethesda, or not Bethesda.
Activision
let go a bunch of people. Sony let go a bunch of people. It's like the gaming industry right now is going through some fucking massive layoffs.
It's on fire, yeah.
Yeah.
Part of that was with Insomniac, they lost a bunch of people, and with that, they canceled this multiplayer Spider-Man game.
And
the trailer for this, like, part of me wants to say, like, yes, this is a real trailer, and they were that far along in development. And the other part of me wants to say, this is just fan made bullshit.
Sorry, for what movie?
It's a game, multiplayer Spider-Man.
Oh, I don't think it's real.
I don't think it is either, right? But they're saying it was the canceled multiplayer Spider-Man game.
Oh, well, if it's, there you go, it's canceled. It's not coming out.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know if the trailer itself is even real.
Oh.
Like, the trailer seems to look like it was fan-made to me.
Well, maybe it was early on.
I mean, it could be, but...
Did you not watch the trailer?
No.
No? So they show...
Why do I care about a canceled game?
Yeah, true.
But they show Spider-Gwen, they show a lot of the characters that were in Across the Spider-Verse.
Gotcha.
Spider-Gwen and oh my god, the Crimson Scarlet Spider.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Crimson Spider now. I knew it was a red color. they show Miles, obviously, and they show Spider-Man, and they show like multiple characters, multiple Spider-Mans beating up.
You know, one of the Helldivers voices is Spider-Man.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. I didn't know that.
Voice pack 2.
Okay. I think that's the one I used.
I can't remember. I lost my train of thought now. I feel like a multiplayer Spider-Man game would be cool as shit.
But at the same time, I feel like it would be, it would have to have a really good story. Like, especially, like, these multiplayer games lately haven't been, other than, like, Helldivers has been fucking great, but,
like, other than that, like, these multiplayer, like, superhero games?
Yeah.
Have not been the business.
They have not been good.
Like, Avengers was terrible.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. And it's like, with the exception of the Avengers, these, like, so Suicide Squad, like, Rocksteady, the Batman game were fucking amazing. Those Batman games were fucking, like, if you like the Spider-Man games, the Batman games are basically the same thing, just different combos, different traversal,
different stuff. It
felt very similar. Honestly, like, some of the most fluid gameplay I've ever felt like playing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Those
were so good.
Insomniac,
those Spider-Man games are great. But I feel like a multiplayer version of it. I mean, unless it's multiplayer to the point where, like, you can just, like, move, because, like, you have to be able to move through the city on your own, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, I don't want to have to have a stay in a group. And then, like, if I come across another player, we can know, let's go do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would have to be
done a certain way.
It would still have to have that
that free flowing, free the free movement type of
feel.
Yeah, my thing is like you have to. It would have to be like if it were co-op. A lot of these games, like if it's just co-op,
mm-hmm.
then if I play with you, all of a sudden now my story doesn't progress, and we're progressing your story. And if I go back and play mine, I'm basically as if I never played. Right?
Yeah, good point.
Why would I play with somebody then? Or
yeah, true. There has to be like a balance.
Or if it's like a live service thing, like a looter thing, like Avengers and Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're lower level, it suddenly becomes less, and I'm higher level. I don't feel incentivized to go back and play with you. Like I can play with you just for fun. But if I need, I'm not getting rewards.
Most
of the time. And most games wouldn't give you rewards equal to what you would normally be getting if I were to just back down to a lower level for you.
Yeah, you're just helping me out at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's the hard thing with these kind of games. And
that's like the balance they have to find. It's like,
what do you do in that
circumstance? Because then what stops everyone from playing with a bunch of lower level characters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it's for the best. Maybe it's something we didn't need. the Dragon Dogma,
Dragon's Dogma characters, the
Nightmarish
Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, the character creations, yeah.
Yes.
That game comes out.
The Witcher one looks fucking insane.
Yeah.
That looks like fucking Geralt. Looks like Geralt.
Yeah, a lot of them look really good.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some people, they made like specific streamers.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the game comes out, the streamer can play as that character.
That's fucking cool. That looks cool as shit.
Like, I mean, like anything where you can go that in-depth with character creation, I'm all on board.
Uh-huh. I love being like, okay, that's one of the things. Okay, a
rich more Saints Row.
Not the original, but like, I think it was Saints Row 2
or 3.
Can't remember which one.
No, I think it was 2. 2 had like one of the best character creations
I've ever played. Uh-huh. And you can create like to the point where you could, like, there were sliders for everything, literally everything.
Right.
And you can
legitimately make damn near anybody. The most recent one was like, I had a decent kind of
character creation, but I feel like they neutered it a lot. Like, they took away a lot of it.
Oh, you know what? But that one did have, so that one and Saints Row 3 had really good multiplayer.
The storyline, yeah, it was a little different. But see, what they did was, okay, so say I'm playing Saints Row. I invite you to join me, right? The multiplayer.
You can free run the entire city.
Then if I want to get a mission,
you would say, hey, you know, this player wants to start a mission. You accept or decline, then you would accept that we would do that story mission. But at the same time, if you had a mission available, you went and did your mission, it would do the same thing to me, and we would play your story mission.
So, like, say if I haven't progressed as far in the story as you have, you would do, like, you would replay the story missions with me, or I could go ahead and play the
story missions with you.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And then there was like so many side quests that didn't spoil anything. Then you guys could play together.
Yeah.
So like it added that event.
So, but it was also like I said, it basically,
unless someone started a challenge, a mission, or something like that, it was basically free roam, and everything you earned was to your level. They actually really did balance this from multiplayer really well.
And then they also, there was one of the things that I liked
that they added too was like,
you could play pranks on the other players that you're playing with. And so, like, you would have to do, like, okay, like, one of the challenges would be like, get three headshots in a row.
And then you would earn a prank point. And then once you used it, then it would give you a new challenge. You know, like, the prank thing would be like, so if you pranked me, it would either, so like, oh, my character has steam lines on him.
Or they blow my screen a little bit.
Or
that's in Saints Row.
Yeah, or like, okay. Into a garbage can for a little bit. You know, So like it was it had this cool like challenging dynamic. But there was sometimes too where like if you try to prank me, sometimes it would backfire and you would prank yourself instead.
Which is fun. Fucking Prime. I don't like the Paul brothers.
What are you talking about? What about them?
So Prime is now the official drink of the Lakers.
Oh, Prime. Okay. I thought you said something else.
No, Prime is the official
drink of the Lakers. But you know what? Good for them. It's not that good.
Yeah, it's like I don't get it.
It's more about the goal. It's like when people go to Starbucks, it's all about the cup. Yeah,
but even the bottles that they, it's not like it's a nice bottle or anything.
Yeah, it's just, I agree. It's just all again, drinking a Prime.
It looks like a dildo.
I don't get it. That moon, there's that, I forget what the flavor. It's like something moon glow or moon something. It's that green one. That one is like
disgusting. That one's the worst. Their fruit punch is terrible. Like I'm trying to think, like what flavor? Like there was one flavor I thought, I'm like, okay, this is good.
But the other flavors I've tried were not good. I haven't tried a flavor that I like. I would get this one again.
I prefer Body Armor over them. We haven't talked about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson at all. And
what does he get out of fighting Mike Tyson?
He has nothing, dude. It's a lose-lose for him. I don't know what he's thinking.
It's literally a lose-lose. Like, he...
Okay, if he wins, he beat a 58-year-old man.
Right.
Arguably one of the best boxers of all time.
Probably the most dangerous 58-year-old man alive.
Yes.
But still a 58-year-old man.
Exactly. And I think it was
Usman who said it. It's like, you know, that's Uncle Mike. Everyone loves Mike Tyson.
If you knock out Mike Tyson, okay, yeah, you won, but you knocked out Uncle Mike. Everyone, like, you knocked out one of the most beloved humans, most terrifying and beloved humans in the world.
Well, maybe that's his angle. Like, if he does knock him out, people will hate him more, and he'll get more attention, and thus bringing in more money for his next fight because they want him to be knocked out.
I can see that. And that's the only thing I can, like, the only way I can understand him doing this is like, okay, well, yeah, people are gonna fucking hate me because I beat Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't know. I think
the only way he could win,
like, there's gonna be some stupid clause in the contract. I guarantee you, there's something stupid in the contract
that doesn't allow. Okay, so I know they debunked a lot of stuff, but there was one thing where, like, oh, he's gonna wear headgear, or that both are gonna wear headgear. And they know they're not gonna wear headgear.
There was another one saying that, like,
he could tag in Logan, and like it would, so he'd be actually fighting both of them.
Like every other round, they would swap out.
Uh huh.
Which they debunked that one now.
But I guarantee you, there's gonna be something
that's gonna prevent Mike from going all out. Because have you seen these training videos of Mike?
No.
He looks terrifying.
Like, does he?
He looks fucking terrifying. He's so fucking fast.
He is so fast, and like the power is insane. He's is fucking terrifying. And like
he's gonna just destroy him. He's gonna destroy him.
I hope he does, but I don't know. Can you really tell from a training video?
I mean no. I mean, like, some people look really good in training.
Yeah, like you could, like you can't tell. Like, it sounds like he hits the bag hard, but what about the reverb in the room and all that?
No, I mean, no, you can tell. The power's there.
I don't doubt the power. I'm just saying, is it truly as impressive as you think it is, or is it just...
No, okay, the one thing I say that's different from training as opposed to real world is when you're training, like, it's like, so they're putting the hand up for you to hit. The pad's there for you to hit. It's not moving. You know what I mean? So, like, when you're boxing, you're throwing the punches. You know, people are dodging, people are boxing, people are moving. So you may not get that flush hit every time. You're not going to get that solid impact every time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, from what it looks like, honestly, like, the way Mike's training and the way, like, just Mike's history, all he has to do is hit him once.
That would be crazy. That'd be awesome if you just hit him once and he just crumbles. But
did you? I think it was Michael. Was it you, and Michael, that sent the someone simulated it in the UFC?
They did what in the UFC?
They in the UFC game. They
simulated. Oh, I sent that.
Okay. That I mean, honestly, it could go that way though.
He just punches him in the face and he freaking knocked him.
The single pop, because that's what Tyson was all for. Tyson's an offer a single punch. Like it was Tyson's prime. He had just gotten out of prison. He came back to
boxing. I mean, that's what Tyson's known for. But it is fucking 20 years later.
It is 20 years later. Yes.
And then even against the fight against like the who did he fight, Foreman or was it Roy Wood Jr.?
Yeah. But that.
And he looked impressive for his age, right? But it was still.
But see, that was awesome.
It wasn't Mike.
That was also just an exhibition, and Mike said straight up right before he goes, "I was smoking right before we went out there," so he was stoned off his ass out there.
I bet he'll smoke before this fight.
I mean, he probably would. That's what he does now.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean,
am I gonna watch it? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're expecting fucking killer Mike Tyson for
I don't know. I'm not, but
it's because, okay, so Jake, right?
Yeah, Jake.
He doesn't, I mean, he fights
people that are old. He's only, I don't think, Mike Tyson's 58 years old.
Yes, he's 58 years old. But he's still Mike fucking Tyson.
Yeah.
Look at him. He does not look like a 58-year-old man. he looks older, yes, but he does not look like he should be.
His arms are still massive.
Like, mm-hmm. He still looks funny. Like, he's still fucking jacked. Who else has Jake
fought since he lost to Tommy?
Who did he fight? Let me see here. Jake Paul record. Let's see here. BoxRec.com says he fought
Nate Diaz, he fought Andre Agassi, and he fought Ryan Borland.
He fought Nate after he lost?
After Tommy, yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was before. Okay.
So,
yeah. Ben Askren, Tanner Woodley, Tony Anderson Silva, Tom Fury, Nate Diaz.
Yeah, those are all the guys he beat, though.
Yeah, Tommy Fury's the only one that beat him.
But Tommy Fury's an actual fucking boxer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it wasn't even a good fight.
No, it was a terrible fucking fight.
Tommy Fury scraped by.
Yeah. But
it was a terrible fight for both sides.
Like, Tommy Fury
is it by. More terrible? Yeah, but is it more terrible for the guy who doesn't fight like good fighters, and when he fights an actual boxer, he actually posed a threat? Or is it worse for the guy who's an actual boxer who nearly lost to a guy who just like fights bullshit fighters?
I mean, it's both. I feel like
Tommy Fury by no means is an amazing fucking boxer.
He's still
a family member of the Furies.
Yeah, but he's only had that was his eighth fight.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth professional fight. You know, it's like, it's not like he is this, you know,
he's not his brother. And it's one of those, it's like, you know, it's like when like, you kind of live up to the hype of filling in someone else's shoes. Like, he's not going to live up to fucking Tyson, but
he's still
Australian
boxer. I feel like equally, like, because
Jake Paul has trained to be a boxer. I feel like they're almost, you can consider them equal. It's just the fact that Jake hasn't fought actual boxers until he fought. Like, everyone else in his box has been MMA fighters or not boxers.
Because MMA boxing is way different than actual boxing. It's a whole thing.
Yes, you train boxing.
Quotation marks, but it's not boxing. It's more of a, like, because there's other things you're looking out for, you know, yeah. As opposed to just straight up boxing. And so it's a whole different mindset. And fighting someone with only boxing mindset, they're gonna be
better than an MMA boxer.
Yeah.
So it's just a whole different thing, and that's why, like, but when you train against somebody, when you fight against someone that's trained only boxing, that's trained for that boxing mindset, that's trained almost as long as he has, it's, you know, it's a different story.
Hmm.
So, like, against Mike Tyson, again, even though he's 58 fucking years old, Mike Tyson lives and breathes fucking boxing. He has a wealth of experience. Yes, he might be slower. He might not be as powerful as he was 20 years ago, but he's still Mike fucking Tyson.
No, yeah, I want Tyson to win, and I think he will win. It's just, I don't think it's gonna. I'm not expecting like a spectacle.
No, me neither. It's either gonna be over with one punch, or there's gonna be some kind of fuckery.
Yeah, or it's just gonna be like dancing. Like Jake's gonna be dancing. He's gonna go Floyd Mayweather with him.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. It's either over one punch, or there's gonna be
some kind of fuckery. I guarantee it.
Let me see here.
Squirrel with a gun.
It's finally coming to consoles.
Coming to console, yep.
The game is so fun.
You think it'll be PS Plus?
I think so.
That'd be nice.
Something just got announced is coming to PS Plus.
Shoot. What is it?
It was like, I'm gonna buy that game.
Midnight Suns. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think that's one of the monthly games, or is that like a, I thought that was a, like, well, an extra.
It's an extra, yeah.
Yeah, it's an extra game.
Yeah. What is this month game? I haven't even done one of these month games yet.
Yeah, I might give Midnight Suns a try then. Although I am, dude, Final Fantasy VII, I'm 100 hours in. I still have 2 chapters left.
Damn.
Like I got to one chapter, and then they're like, "Yeah, we got side missions in every area you've been to previously, and and we've got 16 more chocobo races." Nice. we have like 50 different things you could do in Golden Saucer now, and we got like 9 more card game people that you could duel. Like, goddamn,
that's fucking
awesome. I was just doing it. Yeah.
You know what? I liked Fort Condor. That was a fun game to me.
Fort Condor's it is in this game, just but like not as to. Not as in-depth as
it was an intermission.
Yeah, the main thing is Queen's Blood.
Okay. Yeah, Fort Condor was really fun. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, really. Yeah, but Queen's Blood really blows it out of the water, though. Like,
I can imagine. Based
it's
what
so
me, yeah.
good. It's so good.
Yeah, based on what you're... Hopefully they do like what Witcher did, make a mobile version of it. Or like an
alternate version of it?
Yeah.
The Witcher, they changed things up a little bit for the mobile version. It's not exactly like it is in the game.
Uh-huh.
They added some extra elements to make it more like...
To give you more like, hey, I should probably keep playing this game.
I don't know if they even need to do that for this thing. This game's so in-depth, they might just have to like balance a couple cards. Because like I found like a combo with... there's a card that... increases its point value by 2 every time a card on the field is destroyed. And so I just fill my card up with and then I have another card that like lowers a bunch of tiles on the field by 1. So I just play a bunch of one power cards and I throw them in those spaces it hits. So it just keeps feeding that one card. Nice. And I get like he gets like 50 points. And so it doesn't even matter what the other 3 columns get.
Nice.
Because that's how it is. It's kind of like Marvel Snap, where You have your three lanes,
uh-huh.
and you want and the higher attack power, I guess, in those lanes wins, but you get points based off the amount of attack you have in that lane. So,
oh, okay.
Even if you're if the other team is winning, it has two out of three lanes, but they only have, let's say, 5 points each, mm-hmm. so they got 10 points at that when the game ends. And you got one lane at 11, you still win.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Huh.
It's kind of cool, actually, because with the Marvel, it's points, but it's also like if you're winning two lanes, then you win. But if it comes down to, say, you're tied in one lane, you're winning in one lane, and the other person's winning the other lane, then it comes down to points.
Yeah. So there's that, and then there's also... every card has different tiles that it'll take over.
Okay.
So when you start, you just have the three spaces on the end you can play in.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you play cards, you have a card that can fill in up and to the right.
Mm-hmm.
So then now that up spot, if there's already a chess, a pawn, it gets upgraded to a level 2 pawn, and you can play higher level cards through that.
Okay.
And then and so like you can kind of block off other people's lanes and their play areas with cards as well.
Okay. Huh.
I can't wait to get to that point. That does sound interesting. It's awesome. I played Gwent for like I stopped playing the game for like a month because I was just playing Gwent. I'm just going around just challenging people to quit.
Yeah.
That shit was fun. So I love stuff like that. And then, like, Marvel Snap, I mean, I play that daily.
I love that game.
Yeah.
In
Witcher 3, could you challenge, like, anybody to Gwent, couldn't you?
I think so.
Or yes, was it, like, specific, or was it specific people?
I think it was specific people, but, like, you could. But like they would have like everyone had different decks, so you could play.
Right. Okay.
So like basically all the main characters you could balance to win. It's like you could just walk up to a village and like,
fuck it, pull out your deck.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. And this is just like specific people have it. Have a deck.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's still a lot. Like I think I've challenged 30 people, so there's 30 people that you could play against.
Nice. That's a fucking ton of people.
That's cool.
Yeah, see, I hope they would do something like that and make it mobile. Because, like I'm telling you, I love the Marvel Snap. I play that shit. Literally play that shit daily.
I really enjoy it. I've had a lot of fun. Especially, like, what I like is they're very, the developers are very, like, they're watching the meta, and they're watching, like, the cards that are more popular, they're watching the cards that are overpowered, and they're like
at least once a month, they'll nerf or boost certain cards. Like if you see one card is dominating, they'll like come in and change, like maybe change the power of it, maybe change their effect, whatever it is. Like so, like every once in a while, like they'll even change
the
card's full on dynamic. Like with Spider-Man, the Spider-Man card initially when you played Spider-Man, the other person couldn't on the next turn they couldn't play a card.
So like if it's a turn 5 and you're already winning, so it's 6 turns, it's turn 5 and you're already winning the other two, or you're winning at least one, and you drop Spider-Man, and they and like you're, so
they can't the next turn they can't play anything to lock you in that one, so they're
right,
kind of locks you into a certain lane,
and then like on top of that, so when we add this card,
it's what's it called from Loki, the Aelia.
Uh huh.
That big cloud thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That card, when you played that card, initially what it did was whatever card you played in this lane get destroyed, whether you played first or not. So now you play Spider-Man, you block one lane, you play Spider-Man in the next lane. So on turn 6, you know they're going to play in this spot, you play Aelia, and whatever they play there doesn't matter because they get destroyed.
Yeah.
So if I get, like, and so they're like, okay, we're changing Spider-Man and we're nerfing Aelia. So Aelia now, he only kills cards, like, so if your cards flip first,
then Aelia doesn't do it. But if your cards don't flip, So if their effect goes first, then your cards get destroyed. And if your cards have already been revealed, then they don't get destroyed.
Oh, wow. Spider-Man, they changed his dynamic completely.
So what he does when he's playing,
he moves to another location, and then he drags one of your cards with him.
Hmm.
And that dynamic actually won me a couple games. There was one time where like I was losing one, and he picked a random card on that lane. So he grabbed one of my more powerful cards and dragged them over to another lane where I was losing. And because of that, I won.
Oh, okay. So he fucked up.
Yeah, he fucked up. So because you don't get to choose where to start my move, he just moves to a random one of the other two lanes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean it's cool. But I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay.
We've been going for a minute. So don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitter at RealPressStart, on Instagram at TheRealPressStart, and on TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. Google Podcasts. If you do listen to us on Google Podcasts, Google Podcasts is going away and it's going to be moving to YouTube Music. So if you follow us on Google Podcasts, follow us on YouTube Music. And on that note, game over.
No more questions.
Beep boop.